Standing outside the Danu social house last week, we found Ronald Dempsey. The Danu is a bar at Queen Street West in Dufferin in South Parkdale. Ron's a regular here, and when he's in a pinch, this is where he runs to use the bathroom when he needs to.
Yes.
If like I'm out and about and like I know I'm not going to make it because my apartment is like very close walking distance, if I know I'm not going to be able to make it home, I know I can pop into a place like this because I'm known there and also comfortable there and also the gender neutrality of the facilities that they have, so.
Ron identifies as a trans man, and because of this, Ron says he must be selective. Due to medical reasons, Ron finds himself needing to use a public bathroom constantly throughout the day.
It's a bodily function that we have no control over, and like in the sense of it will happen no matter what you do, no matter how long between what you've eaten or drank, like you need to use the washroom.
For a city flush with parks, public toilets have become sparse. Like Ron, most residents in the South Parkdale neighborhood rely on bars or restaurants when they're out and far from home or work.
So typically I will use the library, coffee shops, restaurants. Everybody's pretty good in this neighborhood for bathrooms.
Yes, that would be a problem. They're in parks. I see them in parks.
I find when I'm more towards like the entertainment or the financial district, I feel like everybody wants you to buy something in order to use the bathroom. And even if it's a restaurant, there's always signs that say that things are out of order, which is always very convenient. So I don't love out of my neighborhood as much as I love in my neighborhood because people here, they make it accessible.
Ron works at a cafe in the area. He says he's always happy to let someone in to use the bathroom without charging them.
And people often come in because they really only want to use the bathroom, but they are worried that I'll make them buy a coffee. And I tell them right away, I was like, everyone has to pee, man. Like, you got to do it.
It's a privilege to pee. Water's worth its weight in gold these days. No more bathrooms like in olden days. You come here and
But not all can be afforded the same luxury. What you just heard was a clip from Urinetown, a musical satire on municipal politics and capitalism, where a terrible water shortage gives rise to a draconian system and outlaws public toilets, forcing citizens to pay every time they use the bathroom. Now, the point isn't that Toronto is under an oppressive dictatorship. No. And pay toilets aren't that uncommon, either. In many European countries, pay-to-pee culture is standard. But public space advocates say unhoused individuals or people with disabilities face greater barriers when entering public washrooms. Many people in Ron's social circle have lived on the street or are living on the street. He knows one woman who deals with urinary incontinence on a day-to-day basis because of health issues. This is a condition when urine involuntarily leaks out anytime your bladder is under pressure, like when you laugh or cough.
She is otherwise a fully functional person outside of this like medical condition she has, and she is like forced to live in filth because she is not permitted access to most spaces, and then is also not given opportunities for like proper bathing and sanitary needs, which further ostracize her from public spaces because of.
Many bars and restaurants in the city also lack accessible washrooms, making it difficult for wheelchair users to navigate them. Like Pamela, an elderly woman who uses an automated wheelchair.
We don't have enough.
You don't have enough?
No. If I might say so, I pee-pee on myself before because it's not there.
Not close enough?
No. And for an older person, you can't keep it. You can't hold it like when you're younger. So it would be nice if we have more around.
There at one point in history, we had like actual public washrooms in parks and also just available. And I feel like that's a thing that we should bring back, that we should put more funding into for the ones that are still like up in operation.
Like Ron said, there used to be a lot more washrooms publicly available. So what happened to them? And why can't we get more of them?
Toronto and neighboring Peel region are once again under lockdown, a drastic step to avoid what Ontario's premier calls the worst case scenario.
However, many residents are running into one problem, the lack of access to the most basic need, using a public washroom.
Public facility lockdown closures put the spotlight on the lack of access to sanitation in Toronto. Newscasts like what you just heard from CBC and CTV News reported on residents of Toronto's encampments having no safe place to meet basic needs. And something needed to change. That's when public space advocates took to city council to find a solution to Toronto's toilet problem.
We are also seeing and hearing about, a lot of folks having to go to the washroom outside in public space because there was just the lack of alternatives. Many folks probably had been in a pinch during the pandemic at that time.
Kara Chalou is an organizer with the Toronto Public Space Committee, a volunteer collective who've been working on washroom advocacy for a couple years now. She says much of this wagging can be traced back to the pandemic.
We held a number of meetings to see, you know, what we can do to put forward some sort of public pressures to get the city of Toronto to, at the time, there was a lot of issues with the washrooms that were available were still closed early. A lot of washrooms in the parks in the city were closed. It took away, like, not having spaces like public libraries and community centers and like some of the public institutions that unhoused people used to rely on to access like washrooms and showers and stuff weren't also available. And so the city was putting in porta potties to accommodate people who were, you know, spending a lot more time outside because of the pandemic, especially in parks and in other open spaces. And so we heard from folks that not only are washrooms a really big issue, but that the lack of them actually is a serious issue because it restricts people being able to go outside, to be able to move through the city. Folks, especially older people, people with chronic illnesses, people with like Crohn's and colitis, they need to make sure, they need to know where washrooms are going to be.
But it's been years since lockdowns. The last shutdown and stay-at-home order lasted until June 2021. That was almost 4 years ago. And the city's reluctance to answer nature's call goes back even further than that. Writer Chris Bateman of Spacing magazine wrote that after the 1920s, the city stopped building washrooms. Public opinion turned against them. The 1960s saw a rising fear of public washrooms as places ripe for immoral acts, a belief reinforced by Mayor William Denison. Nowadays, the City of Toronto's Parks, Forestry, and Recreation Department is playing catch-up. They're aiming to winterize all current bathrooms by 2035. City staff say some older washroom buildings were not designed or constructed for winter use. They lack insulated plumbing and insufficient electrical to heat these buildings and carry them through the winter months. And City Councillor Gord Perks told our station a change like this doesn't happen overnight.
So we have a long-term strategy of trying to retrofit a lot of washrooms in parks where historically the pipes were built above the frost line. So we can't operate them all season. And like, it actually, you know, it takes money and there would have to be construction, and organizing all of that takes time. So we're doing a bit every year.
Parks and Rec manage 182 standalone facilities in parks, but at last count, only 54 of them are available year-round. That's where the Washroom Enhancement Program comes in. The city's investing just over $50 million towards washroom upgrades over the next 10 years. There are a few washroom upgrade projects currently in design or construction. This includes High Park, Lower Hillside, Sir Casimir Park, Bluffers Park, and Stanley Park. But there's still no talk of more washrooms getting built or hours being extended as the weather gets warmer. Ronald Dempsey says operating hours should be open 24/7.
For the fact that there are people that have to be outside 24 hours a day, right? They can't not use the washroom between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m., right?
Herc says what's standing in the way of washrooms being open at all hours is the availability of staff to lock and unlock doors, to do any maintenance that's required, and to make sure that the bathrooms are safe for public use. Standalone public washrooms are funded by the city's operating budget, and for larger fixes, Parks and Rec's capital fund. But budgets have been tight and inadequate for years now.
I mean, the constraint is always money. Because of the actions of the two previous mayors, Ford and Tory, the city found itself in an enormous potential deficit problem of about $2 billion a year. At the beginning of Mayor Chow's term, where we just, that was the cost of just keeping everything the same that we didn't have money for, right? So Mayor Chow, you know, she got the New Deal and brought in above inflation property taxes increases, and that's been helping us to some degree, but we're not out of the woods yet. Toronto's been undertaxed and underfunded for a very long time, and this is just one example of the kind of work that I would love to see happen, but we need, if we want to accelerate it, we need more money.
And beyond funding and time constraints, Perk says new washrooms can only be built when there is adequate space to support them.
So South Parkdale doesn't have a lot of big parks the way, like we don't have High Park, for example. So a lot of that is just an artifact of where public facilities are. And Parkdale has been identified as park deficient. So during my time in office, I've opened up two new parks to try to redress that balance. But because they're smaller, very small parks, they might not have a building in them, right? So a lot of this is just catching up.
Perks addresses a common misconception about local government. He may be Parkdale High Park City Councilor, but he actually has very little control over what happens in his ward. In order to get more public washrooms built in South Parkdale, city policy must be passed for the whole city to increase the number of washrooms, not just his zone. He says it doesn't work that way.
So we've got a schedule. I'm hoping we stick to it. But, you know, the world often conspires to frustrate timelines. I think everyone in Toronto, when they leave their home, should have their needs met. And providing those services is what governments do. And we should be looking for ways to meet those needs.
But Ronald Dempsey says this standard is a reflection of the city's priorities. He says we're just funneling funding into the wrong channels.
And we don't think about, like, the daily, like, bodily functions and needs of people. And we don't build society around that at all. And, like, I think the issue of bathrooms, no matter how you're approaching that issue, is a beautiful microcosm of that.
The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.